Warning, the information and opinions within are solely the views of the individuals involved, contains content not suitable for anyone.
Alrighty, thank you for listening to or watching the Block Web Beat podcast. Tonight's show is recording live on Tuesday, 26th of March at about 5:30 p.m. AEST. On this week's show, Bitcoin and the global market cap is on the rise again. We tackle a juxtaposition on crypto's future, delve into Upland share and build airdrop campaign, and explore the revolutionary use of the metaverse in Pakistani education and US manufacturing sectors. We also take a look into AI's ever-evolving ability to recognize emotions and its expanding influence on society, cover India's innovative use of NFTs, and delve into the fusion of gaming and Web3 for mass adoption, highlighted by the release of the mobile Web3 MOBA game, Buddy Arena. Plus, as always, we ground ourselves with some real-world insights, with a few doses of reality from the Mitsudiverse. Let's start things off by taking a look at what's currently happening in some of the Kryptos markets. Now, just did this before, a bit of a snapshot. Again, this is just some of the coins that I'm interested in, that I cover. So there may be some other stuff kicking on as well. But anyhow, this week in the crypto market, we've seen a positive trend with the global crypto market cap increasing by 9% to 2.67 trillion. Bitcoin's market dominance slightly decreased by 1%, now 51.9%, while the fear and greed index remains consistently high in the extreme greed at 83. Bitcoin and Ethereum both showed healthy increases of 8.1% and 7.4% respectively. Bitcoin back over 70,000. Wax also stands out with a significant surge of 34.9%, and Flow isn't far behind, increasing by 17.4%. Other notable movements include a 15.6% rise in EOS, back over a dollar, and 25.5% gain for Gala. We've also seen Solana's steady climb of 6.2%, bringing it to a price of just under $195. Polygon and Cardano have both notched over 10% gains, with EOS making a notable leap, as I said. Shiba Inu, often known for its volatility, rose by 14.2%, and Decentraland also demonstrates strong performance with a 16.8% increase. These movements highlight a dynamic and bullish trend across various segments of the cryptocurrency market this week, but it may not be all good news. See how we go. See which side of the fence you are on this one. So this week in blockchain crypto news, we navigate the divergent perspectives on the future of cryptocurrencies through the insights of two high-profile figures. The first of those is Jim Rogers, who is a seasoned investor known for his skepticism towards cryptos, digital currencies, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You should know him. He's a US presidential candidate and an ardent supporter of cryptocurrency. Jim Rogers, co-founder of the Quantum Fund alongside George Soros, predicts a very bleak future for cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, which he believes will eventually, in quotes, go to zero, end quote. Rogers underscores his skepticism by comparing cryptocurrencies unfavorably to tangible commodities like rice or sugar, which in his view will always hold intrinsic value. Despite acknowledging cryptocurrencies as potential good trading vehicles, he expects them to ultimately disappear, citing concerns over government regulation and the intrinsic value of digital assets. Contrastingly, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. champions cryptocurrencies as the, in quotes, best hedge against inflation, end quote, arguing they empower individuals by reducing governmental and oligarchic control over the financial system. Kennedy Jr. emphasizes the role of digital currencies in democratizing wealth distribution and promoting transactional freedom, seeing them as a bulwark against central banks' inflationary policies. His advocacy extends to protecting Bitcoin and ensuring the freedom of private wallet ownership, while simultaneously opposing central bank digital currencies as tools for financial surveillance and control. As I said, more than one juxtaposition in this. So the overall juxtaposition between their two views illustrates the ongoing debate within the financial world regarding the viability and future role of cryptocurrencies. On one side, skeptics like Rogers caution against the ephemeral nature of digital currencies and their potential regulatory challenges. On the other hand, proponents like Kennedy Jr. herald them as revolutionary tools for financial liberation and stability amongst inflationary pressures. The contrasting opinions underscore the complexity and evolving nature of the cryptocurrency landscape, inviting listeners, that's you guys and girls, to consider the multifaceted implications of adopting digital currencies in the broader context of economic policy and personal financial sovereignty. I know very much which camp I'm in favour of, but of course, don't invest more than you're willing to lose, yada, 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 who knows. All right, moving on. In Upland Metaverse news, you should have seen this by now, we delve into the innovative strides Upland is making with its Share and Build airdrop series. Has already started to create a bit of a buzz on Twitter. I expect that to snowball quite significantly as things progress. Anyhow, as a prelude to Sparklet Token's Ethereum debut, Upland is rewarding its community through a blend of social media engagement and in-game missions, a first wave that marks a pivotal moment for the Upland Metaverse platform. The campaign, which is aimed at both long-standing members and newcomers, is structured to showcase Upland's Metaverse evolution, promising an influx of opportunities and aiming to onboard an additional 10,000 active participants. It uniquely combines social interaction, specifically through Twitter, as I said, with in-game activities, fostering a rich, dynamic community engagement. A Connect to Twitter feature will soon be introduced, enabling users to earn points that translate into Sparklet tokens based on their social media presence and their activities within Upland. This initiative isn't just about accumulating rewards. It's a step towards decentralization and a testament to Upland's commitment to enhancing its Web3 ecosystem. By participating, users can ascend through various reward levels, with potential earnings ranging from what was said to be a minimum of about $5 to $10 worth of value at level one, up to a staggering $25,000 worth of Sparklet, Spark, however you want to say it, at level 10, depending, of course, on the chapter's total participation rates. Don't expect that you're going to be able to get that 25K without a significant amount of work. And because it's all related to follow account and age of account, it may be beyond you in any event. But still, it shows there is a wide range of, you know, opportunities and goals to aim for in that one. All right, so of course, with the excitement around Web3 airdrops, I keep banging on about this, but it comes a need for caution. Upland, of course, emphasizes the importance of security, providing users with tips to safeguard their accounts against scams and phishing attempts. Everybody in the Upland community has been saying that, myself included. This approach underlines the platform's dedication to a secure, engaging, and enriching experience for its community. As Upland ventures into this groundbreaking campaign, the Share and Build airdrop series represents not just a method of rewarding engagement, but a big leap towards a more decentralized, player-empowered future, as I said. This segment underlines the potential of Upland's Metaverse to both engage and expand its community, promising an exciting evolution, as I said, for both veterans and newcomers to the platform. Now, if you are a newcomer to the platform, or you're an old OG or whatever, however you want to call it, if you didn't already see, I did put a video out that goes into the details a little bit more through the week. This was a special breaking news episode of the UDU podcast last week, and it was all about the airdrop. And within that video, towards the end, there's details on how you can easily go into the running to win 25,000 UPX after fees and a bonus Samurai Aquatics map asset. At the time of recording this show, you've still got about 40 hours remaining to get your entry in, so don't sleep on that one. Stick around for some additional Upland-related news in the Web3 gaming segment of the show. Anyhow, in other big metaverse news, some interesting stuff going on at the Information Technology University of Lahore in Pakistan. It's launched the nation's inaugural metaverse-based classes in partnership with the University of Denmark. This pioneering initiative aims to recreate the conventional classroom experience using virtual reality headsets and motion tracking. The transition to metaverse tech, especially after the shift to online courses during the COVID-19 pandemic, marks a significant step forward in leveraging virtual reality for education. Lahore's head of computer sciences department, old mate, I'm not even going to try and say that name, expressed optimism that this metaverse experience will enhance the academic capabilities of its students. Developed in collaboration with the University of Denmark, as I said, this program draws inspiration from the center's aspiration to mirror the success of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, their engineering and technology department, which it's basically reflects a broader trend where applications of metaverse tech in education, industry, and healthcare are gaining momentum worldwide. And that's not all. In other metaverse news, the World Economic Forum's recent report Navigating the Industrial Metaverse, a Blueprint for Future Innovations, provides a deep dive into the Industrial Metaverse's potential to revolutionize sectors by integrating cutting-edge tech like digital twins, spatial computing, artificial intelligence, and blockchain, of course. This confluence of technologies is poised to create a $100 billion global market by 2030, highlighting its significant impact across the entire industrial value chain. With insights from over 600 spatial experiences and Web3 initiatives by leading companies, the detailed report shows a flourishing adoption in industries such as automotive and energy and aerospace. It underlines the metaverse's role in enhancing productivity, fostering growth, and opening new revenue streams by revolutionizing how we design, collaborate, and maintain transparency. As this innovative space continues to grow, driven by technological advancements and cross-industry collaborations, the report acts as a strategic guide for leaders to unlock the full potential of the industrial metaverse, ensuring meaningful outcomes for all stakeholders. With all of the news and stuff that's going around with some of these airplane maintenance bungles, you can imagine something like this, a system where, you know, the technicians are wearing virtual reality headsets and they're seeing manuals up in front of them. There may be overlays that can show, you know, specific areas that need to be checked and focused on and whatnot. The sky's pretty much the limit. Super excited where everything like that goes for myself personally. Can't wait to see how it all pans out. Moving on in AI news, the Max Planck Institute for Human Development has unveiled research demonstrating that AI systems could potentially match or even surpass human abilities in identifying emotions from short audio clips. According to the team, their AI models can recognize a range of emotions, joy, anger, sadness, fear, disgust, and neutrality from audio as brief as 1.5 seconds, with an accuracy comparable to that of humans. This breakthrough was achieved by analyzing nonsense sentences in both Canadian and German datasets designed to eliminate cultural and linguistic biases while focusing solely on emotional intonation. Despite acknowledging limitations, including the complex reality of overlapping emotions, this study, published in Frontiers in Psychology, marks a significant step towards enhancing AI's emotional intelligence, potentially transforming how machine understands and interact with human emotions. I imagine it's an incredibly complex process to get set up, especially with a lot of slang that's out there. I posted a video in the off-topic channel in the NBA server just recently with Australian slang and some of the ways that you can say different things. Exact same words can have very different meanings depending on the intonation and stress you put on it, and of course the context from which you say certain things. So pretty interesting anyhow. All right, in other but related AI news, the contrast in views on artificial intelligence showcases its multifaceted impact on society. Recent research has highlighted AI's potential to understand human emotions, which we just covered, hinting at future technologies that could empathize, can't say that word either, and interact with us on a deeply personal level. However, this advancement comes with significant concerns, as illustrated by the rise of ChatGPT and AI's ability to surpass human capabilities in tasks like facial recognition, raising alarms about privacy, data security, and the ethical use of AI. While AI's integration into our daily lives, from healthcare enhancements to smart digital assets, digital assistants, promises unparalleled convenience and efficiency, it also necessitates stringent regulations to prevent misuse and protect individual privacy. As we navigate AI's dual-edged sword, it's clear that its evolution will significantly shape our future, demanding a balanced approach to harness its benefits while addressing its inherent risks. Sounds very, you know, very familiar to what we were just saying about the cryptos as well. We're going to see more and more of this as all of this kind of Web3 stuff progresses. The debate over cryptos, AI, metaverse, NFTs, the whole kit and caboodle. That's where it's all heading. Very important conversations to have, of course. All right, racing forward in NFT news, the Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation has recently introduced NFT train tickets for the Holi Festival, blending cultural celebration with blockchain innovation. These digital souvenirs offered for the New Delhi to Lucknow route aim to enhance travel experiences with personalization and exclusive offers issued free and delivered via WhatsApp and SMS. This pilot project underscores blockchain's potential to mainstream virtual digital assets in India, as noted by CoinDCX's CEO. Concurrently, SEBI's push for instant tokenized settlements highlights the urgency for regulated markets to adopt modern technologies to retain investors, aligning with India's proactive stance towards blockchain adoption, demonstrated by the new Center of Excellence in Blockchain Technology and significant document storage on blockchain networks. From my own personal perspective, this initiative signifies a pivotal moment in the global mainstream adoption of NFTs, demonstrating the potential for blockchain-based tickets to offer not only enhanced security and convenience, but also a unique way to commemorate participation in various things through POAPs, marking the beginning of a broader application of NFTs in everyday life. I think it's these kind of systems where NFTs are really going to shine and get out there in the mainstream world. All right, moving on. Got a bit of a story about that image to share after we get through this. So in Web3 gaming news, first up, Upland's Metaverse's chief Llama Herder, aka head of community and content, X1 the Gamer. He's recently posted an article on X. In it, he outlined Upland's innovative approach to merging gaming with Web3, an endeavor that's poised to catalyze mass adoption in the space. Upland is making waves by seamlessly blending traditional gaming pleasures with cutting-edge advancements of blockchain technology. A standout initiative is their introduction of a cosmetics-only season pass, warmly received by traditional gamers for its familiarity, yet it stirred curiosity among Web3 enthusiasts as well, sparking discussions around the value and tradability of assets. The launch of an Ethereum-exclusive property bundle marked another bold step, drawing crypto enthusiasts closer to Upland's evolving blockchain landscape, though it did raise some eyebrows amongst gamers less familiar with or interested in crypto transactions. This dual strategy underscores the divergent expectations within Upland's community, highlighting the challenges of catering to both traditional gamers and crypto aficionados. Yet it's Upland's commitment to inclusivity that truly shines through, leveraging traditional gaming models for their proven ability to engage and excite while embracing the true ownership that blockchain enables. It's a delicate balance, ensuring crypto integration enhances rather than overwhelms the user experience, and it's this thoughtful approach that has set Upland apart. By valuing the distinct preferences of both audiences, Upland is attempting to craft a metaverse that's not just accessible but also appealing to all, underlying the potential for a more diverse and vibrant gaming ecosystem. It's a pioneering journey towards uniting gaming with blockchain, and one I'm particularly excited about as it heralds a new era of gaming that embraces the best of both worlds. They do have a significant challenge coming up with the airdrop system that I mentioned at the start of the show, of course. It's going to be fascinating to see how that all plays out. I said there was an interesting story about this image. I have been playing around with creating these images for this show in DALL-E, the ChatGPT image AI system. I gave it a reference image of X1 the Gamer, and it spat out something that looked kind of close, but it had a beard. I'm like, surely you can see in the image he doesn't have a beard. And it's like, yeah, no worries, I'll fix that up. And it spat out another image with the dude with a beard. And then we went back and forwards for ages. It finally spit out an image that looked somewhat a bit X1-ish, and he didn't have a beard, but then he had two sets of headphones stuck in his head. It was, my God, DALL-E is just appears to be a complete dunderhead compared to Midjourney. But I'm not paying for two things, so I'll just deal with the frustration. And this was the best I could get. So X1, maybe you got to grow a beard and shave the sorty head there to match. Anyhow, moving on, in other Web3 news, the mobile multiplayer online battle arena game Buddy Arena, developed by Affin, is now available on iOS and Android. Utilizing innovative OmniSync technology for seamless NFT integration across blockchains, the game offers fast-paced multiplayer battles where strategy and quick decisions lead to earning crystals and a play-and-earn economy. With battles ranging from 2v2 to 4v4, players leverage unique creatures and abilities for victory. The game also introduces Fin tokens to enhance gameplay and will soon launch a play-to-airdrops phase, showcasing its commitment to merging engaging gameplay with Web3's economic models. This move exemplifies the growing trend of incorporating blockchain tech in traditional gaming to create a more immersive and rewarding experience. And didn't we just say that about Upland? This game, I downloaded it the other night and I had to play around. I haven't really got much further past the kind of, the introductory stage. It seems very Pokemon-y at first. And then, I did a couple of quests, earned some crystals, but I haven't really seen the Web3 NFT side of things yet. But I don't know. It seemed to work pretty good on iOS, so I'm going to keep playing around with that one for a while. All right, time for some doses of reality from the Meatsuitiverse. And first up, we've got in Australian Meatsuitiverse news, in the laid-back coastal town of Noosa, just north of where I am, a resident's frustration surfaced over tourists camping in parking spot at Woods Bay. The local aired his grievances on social media, spotlighting a vehicle sporting a rooftop tent placed across two parking spaces. Kind of the same as this image here. It's one of those tents that pops out on your roof and then you can fold it out, takes up the parking spot next to it. The person who complained urged the council to enforce regulations against illegal camping. Community responses were split, with some advocating for enforcement and others defending the visitor's right to a peaceful rest. The Noosa Council, in response, noted ongoing efforts to curb overnight parking violations and is contemplating stricter measures, including extended restrictions and increased fines, while being mindful not to penalise those in genuine need due to housing challenges. I say good on you, mate. Look like a nice spot there down near the beach. Good on you for being a cheeky bugger. Moving on, in New Zealand Meatsuitiverse news, this is a scary one. Two track workers in Wellington narrowly avoid, it says two, but it spit out three for the image. Anyhow, they narrowly escaped an approaching train in a tunnel after a communications error left their location unprotected. The close call, just 5 seconds away from potential disaster, prompted an investigation revealing critical safety oversights. Kiwi Rail has responded by revamping safety protocols and communication systems to prioritise worker safety and prevent future incidents. And there's another insight into the complexities of the DALL-E image generation AI. I don't know how many times I told it there's two workers and it would spit out anywhere between 3 and 5 and 7. It had the workers at some stage, it had them running into the tunnel and the train behind them. And I'm like, no, mate, the guys would be running out of the tunnel, not into it. Bit of fun. All right. And last but not least, we had the Japanese Meatsuitiverse news. In a very strategic move to counter China's growing influence, Japan has conducted its inaugural cybersecurity exercise with 5 Pacific Island nations, aiming to bolster secure digital connectivity in the strategically vital Pacific region. This exercise marks Japan's commitment to supporting a free and open Indo-Pacific and comes amid heightened tensions over Taiwan. Analysts commend the initiative as a significant step in cyber diplomacy, underscoring its importance ahead of Prime Minister Kishida's hosting of Pacific Island leaders in Tokyo. As Japan and allies like the US and Australia invest in submarine communications infrastructure, this collaborative defense effort emerges as a crucial aspect of maintaining regional stability and digital security. And that's it, folks. That's the beat for this Blockweb week and a glimpse into some of what's currently making the news inside, around and outside of the metaverse and in the good old Meatsuitiverse. If you would like to get yourself involved in any of the Upland Down Under Metatainment productions, or if you have an Upland NFT or metaverse product, service or event to promote, it's free. All you got to do is send me, Ben68, a DM, and it'll get yourself on into the NBA server, which is linked in the description. Don't forget to go and check out that competition we got as far as associated with the airdrop for Upland. And best of luck out there. And so that's it. Have a good week. Bye.